things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alban No. 2. Which installment is this? I always say installment number. What is it? Is this four?
Four. This is the fourth week.
Oh,
Taylor.
My goodness. Of Football Fiesta. We're headed in the.
Wow.
After a big win. That's right. Week three last week.
Exactly.
We got a big first region victory there over the Valley Rams. And for some reason, that seems like it was a lot longer than a week ago. But anyway, we're here, and it was a big win for the Volunteers, getting out of there with a dominant win last week over the Valley Rams. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Chris Herron. Also, Coach Jerry Weems, as normal. We'll also have our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week in a little bit, and that is Cole Rice.
Yes.
Offensive guard, left guard for the Volunteers. Also plays some the first guy in on the defensive line, so he gets reps on defense as well. We'll have him. We'll also have his offensive line coach, Coach Jake Phillips, will be in here with us in the second segment.
Mm-hmm.
This segment we'll kind of recap last week's game. Then in the third segment, we'll go to our opponent this week, which is the Marbury Bulldogs. We'll be traveling down to Marbury to take on the Marbury Bulldogs. We'll kind of look at them in the third segment. Fourth segment, we'll go to the 5A top 10 and our opponents, how they've done, and then fill the rest of that time, if there is any, with whatever else. So you want to stick with us throughout the whole thing here this afternoon, and it's an exciting show. The weather is perfect for a show like this.
Yes, it is. Oh, absolutely.
Being indoors,
yeah.
What else do you have to do but to listen or to see us here live at Monte Alban No. 2? So it is good to be here. Good to be here, men. I know you guys been on the radio each weekday morning, so it's no big change for you, but this is a little different. Good to be back at Football Fiesta up here in the wind at Monte Alban No. 2.
Different setting, and absolutely look forward to this each and every week, and glad to be here. And it's kind of, you know, when you get to this point, just a little over 24 hours away from kickoff of getting to play another one and watch our Vols again as they, you know, headed on through fourth week. I mean, we're right there. Do you realize next week at this time we're at the halfway point almost of the season? Wow.
Man, it does not seem like it. And the Volunteers will be playing straight through 10 straight weeks, and actually 11 counting the Jamboree,
right.
Fall Jamboree week. So it's been moving along, though, jumping through fast. The Volunteers,
no doubt.
Assuming they make the playoffs, which is that's always the plan, and they have every year since they've been at Central.
That's what we count on.
That's what we plan on. So we'll actually have a week off after the end of the regular season and prior to going into playoffs, mm-hmm. because we're playing week zero and then 10 straight weeks.
That's
always good. Robert Fretner's bringing us some in here that he wants us to speak about. And why not do it right now?
Why not? Good to see you, Fretner.
Fetner just brought us some tickets. The Volunteer Athletic Club is selling chances or a cash giveaway, $5,000 total. It'll be given away at different times. I forget what is the grand prize, $3,000?
I think that's normally what it is.
I think the grand prize is
the last one drawn.
And this year they're doing a pork chop dinner. So if you buy one of these for $100, you get to come over on October the 31st. A lot going on Thursday, October the 31st.
Ooh, well, to start with, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. And I'd trick-or-treat for a pork chop about any time.
Absolutely. Yeah,
pork chop dinner at the high school lunchroom. So find any athletic club member and get your ticket and come eat you a pork chop dinner while maybe the kids are out trick-or-treating. What do you say? It's at 6 p.m., so that'll be right in the middle of trick-or-treat.
That may be a good place to do football. Well, I don't know about Thursday, what we do on Thursday night. That may be a good place to do this.
It's something to consider.
It's something to consider.
We enjoy our location, but that may be a good opportunity to make a change.
And it's the same day we'll have the section cross country.
It is. We may just live out there that day. But he's telling us that, and he's not even going to be here, I just realized.
He's
kind of giving us direction. He's not going to be here.
Well, I'm just trying to keep you guys, make sure you know the opportunities
We know we're going to do the section cross country.
Absolutely we do.
We do know
sure
that.
About the supper yet.
Well, man, let's go back to last week's victory.
And, let's do.
Volunteers, I think, jumped out early, played really well in the first half. I believe it was up 34-0 at the half. Was that right?
That's correct.
And really took control of that game early and played a excellent first half. I think offense, defense definitely did show improvement. Coach Horn mentioned that. I think the punt team, when we did punt, which was not a whole lot, looked very solid. We missed one extra point, which is not bad. I mean, we kicked a lot of them, so we got a lot of practice. And then, you know, the kickoff team, at times it looked really good, times not quite as good, but overall just a really good performance. What was your take, Coach Herring, on last week's game?
Well, I thought, you know, and we've heard it from Coach Horn, but if, you know, we watched our, if you watched us the first 2 weeks and through those first two games and things we talked about to improve on and get better at, and I thought the first half, a lot of those things showed up. And that first half was, I mean, that was, our Vols looked really good. Execution both sides of the ball, the defense very, very stingy, not giving up a lot. Offensively, you know, big plays mixed in with on good drives. The opening drive of the game, the first score, just a very good drive right down the field. Vols executing at a high level and doing what they need to do, and maybe a little let down from a mental standpoint heading into that second half, but that, you know, that's going to happen at times. You know, as a coach, you don't like it, you don't want it to happen, but it does. But overall, you know, I think our coaching staff had to be very pleased with the effort that was shown and the execution for the most part that was carried out. And I know they were happy to go 1-0 last week and be 1-0 in the region after the first week of region play.
Coach Williams, give us your take on last week's big victory to go 3-0 on the year and 1-0 in region play.
Well, the coaching staff entered that game last week with the expressed intent of running the football. And that's what they did from the outset. And, you know, eventually rang up 275 yards on the ground. And, you know, we've mentioned this before, but the first 2 weeks of the season, we actually had more passing yardage than we did the running yardage in those two games. And Coach Horn, you know, mentioned the fact that he couldn't ever remember another time where he had two consecutive games that happened. So they wanted to get the running game going last week. They did that. They did it by establishing the physical part of the game up on the line of scrimmage. And we just totally dominated a good defensive front that Valley had brought with them. And so the running game was going. And, you know, the passing game was mixed in very effectively. Still had 134 yards throwing the ball. So over 400 yards total offense. And almost three quarters of it on the ground. So they did what they had wanted to do entering that game last week, and that was establish the run.
Well, you look back at last week, I think you two men done a great job of mentioning that. But the offensive line had a great week. Had a great week as well. We've mentioned, of course, our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week. But, Coach Herring, you got some grades for all the guys, of them grading in the blue.
Yes,
I know.
They did.
This is a week
happy.
You like.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I like right here, Taylor. You got the big uglies up front. They got their hands in the dirt every play. And and this don't happen much right here now, that all five guys in the blue, all five guys with a passing grade above 70%. You know, they accomplished that last week, and that does not happen often. You just not that often. We had our right guard, J.D. Owens, at 72%. We had our center and our left tackle, that's Chance Helms and Dewey Brown, both at 78%. We had right tackle Noah Peterson hitting the 90-80 mark for the first time this year at 80%. And then Cole Rice, our left guard, and actually the shortest, well, not the shortest, but the lightest one up there at about 190 pounds, coming in at 84% last week.
We're giving him 215.
And that's his old way. That's before mono that he had this summer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
So when he done his.
That's right.
So
when
he has
the physical
down,
in the spring. Yeah. He
that's
lost,
right.
He lost about, what is that, 20, 25 pounds there.
That's right.
Back during the summer. And so him coming in blue above 70% for the third consecutive game at 84% this week, after an 81% grade against Ben Russell and an 85 against Ben Russell and 81 against Hanley. So three consecutive weeks in the blue, and very proud of. I know Coach Phillips very proud of all those guys, and because that's something that, you know, they've been able to take things that they've been over in practice. You see them on the field on Friday night. That makes you feel good as an offensive line coach, as a head coach, and it gives your offense the opportunity to have the kind of success that the Vols had last week.
Well, you go back and look. We'll mention a few other guys that we felt like had really good days. On the defensive side, Amari Ward, inside linebacker, the 5'9", 170-pound junior, had an excellent week. He had an interception that he's been really close all year, and he gets an interception. He actually led the team in tackles, mm-hmm. and really played. And Coach Wings, we mentioned it a couple times, but that tackle he made when they make the big pass and get down there first and goal at the 6, and then Amari makes a tackle in the backfield for about a 4-yard loss that really was key in stalling that drive and stopping them from getting in the end zone.
No question. When he made that play, it put them in a second and long, and they never recovered from it. And that play kind of jump-started the defense, I thought.
And I know you've got the stats in front of you. I don't. But LaDamian Boyd going over 100 yards for the first time this season, which was a very impressive stat. We also had Calvin Simmons getting a little bit more involved in the passing game, coming out with a touchdown. Also, Damari Whetstone caught a pass for a touchdown. Was a rushing touchdown. I'm trying to remember who had the rushing touchdowns, Coach.
Let's see.
I thought it did, but I don't see it there.
It has the passing TD.
Okay. But either way, we had Boyd with an excellent night, going over 100 yards first time this season. And that's even saying the wealth was spread around. Look at all the people with rushes there.
Yeah, we had four with significant yardage there.
And Deshaun, our Soap,
had 95.
Just under 100 yards rushing from the quarterback spot.
And then Kevin Cherry had over 50. So good rushing yardage there out of those three people. And then we had five different receivers to catch passes in that game. And, you know, with 134 passing yards, it was kind of spread out pretty equal on receiving yardage.
So just overall good night for the Volunteers to get run their record to 3-0, 1-0 in region play.
And on the defensive side, kind of leading us on the way there, the headhunter with the most tackles was number 7.
Yeah, Amari Ward.
Amari Ward, he had four tackles to be the leading tackler. Four solo tackles. Yeah, he had the headhunter. And then assist, that was number 48, Trendon Glenn. He had four assists.
From his defensive end or defensive tackle, however you want to call it.
So tackles very spread out, you know, kind of even, nobody really tremendously ahead of anybody else. And a lot of people getting to play as we worked our way through the second half. On offense and defense, a lot of Volunteers seeing a little game action last Friday night there at Volunteer Stadium.
Well, and that's always good to play those young guys to get to play and get some meaningful reps. We saw JT Wilkerson getting in kind of early with the ones for a little bit, and then with the twos, and actually throwing a touchdown pass. JT threw a touchdown pass, I do believe. He threw that pass to Damari Ward. Damari Whetstone on a little seam route for a touchdown. So. It was good to see JT getting in there in his backup role. Of course, he plays a lot of positions, but he is the backup quarterback. Anything you guys would like to share there on the Valley game before we take a little break and get prepared for our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week?
Well, the only thing I've got, Rusty, is we had another young man that made an appearance as a kicker in that game. Christian Ronaldo kicked some extra points and actually had one kickoff that was, I thought, was pretty deep. But
He kicked off twice.
And so that's something he's only a freshman, and, you know, this is his first time to play football, so he may be one to keep an eye on as we go forward.
Well, I agree. Well, we're going to take a little break and get prepared for our second segment. We want you to stick around right here on the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta.
Ashland Auto Parts, the locally owned and operated Napa Auto Parts store, knows how important it is to keep vehicles running smoothly. High quality parts, tools, and accessories, all backed by Napa reliability. Whether a pro or do-it-yourselfer, Jim, Jack, Ralph, Logan, or Sharon at Ashland Auto Parts can help. Located in the heart of Ashland and open Monday through Saturday, Ashland Auto Parts.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba, number two on the Ashland Squire. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams with me as well. Coach Chris Herron just stepped away to kind of hand off his headset, and we've got two special guests with us. First of all, we got offensive line coach right here, Coach Jake Phillips. And we also have, good to have you, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having us.
You've been here before, but it was in a different role.
Different role.
Well, you're still on the offensive side of the ball, but usually you don't make the move from running backs coach to offensive line coach.
No, and just a little backstory. At Chilton County, I coached quarterbacks, and here I coached running backs. And when Coach Herron let me tag along with junior high when I was going to college, I coached receivers. So I've coached everything, and then this year coaching offensive line. So I've officially coached every position on
They've yet to give you a chance on the defensive side of the football. Though. You're just an offensive-minded guy.
I guess
I agree with that. I coached with you in junior high. I agree. That's where your bread's buttered there, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, but I know you're very proud of our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week right here, and we have Cole Rice. Congratulations, Cole.
Well, thank you.
You excited about this opportunity to talk on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Well, all joking aside, we look at Cole's performance last week, and it was a great performance. Anytime you block in the 80s and he blocked 84, but one of the most impressive things is it was the third week in a row that Cole, and Cole is not the biggest player. We have him listed at 215. We know with some things that's went on, he's actually under that a good bit. He's not the biggest player, actually the smallest player. We've got him listed at 510, and he's a junior. And we're proud of Cole and what Cole's done. But the effort that you see in Cole each week, Coach Phillips, is I know you're so impressed and how hard he works and how hard he plays the game.
Yeah, I mean, our main thing since we started is finishing. And Cole, he has a different switch when he gets on the football field than he does in the school. If you see him in the school, he's smiling, laughing. But he does a great job when he gets on the field. A switch clicks for him, and he's a whole different person, but in a good way, and aggressive, and he does everything aggressively like you would want him to.
Absolutely. And Cole will mention this. Cole's also the kind of the number one guy off the bench for the defensive line. I know that you like to play defense, Cole, but we do it to everybody, and I'm going to do it to you right here. What do you enjoy playing the most, offense or defense?
Be honest.
Yeah, it's okay to be honest.
I don't know. This year I've liked offense better, but in the past I always liked defense. But I ain't played defense as much this year as I have.
But, hey, That's a very good answer. He handled that very well. But a lot of people don't understand how fun being an offense. You have to figure out how to make it fun. But when you play as hard as Cole does, it's a lot easier to make it fun. To get out there, there's not a play goes by that you're not making contact with somebody and making a block. You don't block an 84 by running against there. So, and we know Cole, you've played different things coming up through junior high and stuff, but you've kind of settled in at guard, which fits your body type. You could probably be an H-back or that. He's that athletic and plays that hard. But you play a good guard there for sure. How have you enjoyed that this year, being the guard and getting to pull around with your athleticism and then block head up against some really big guys in there?
Oh, I love it, really. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
Would you rather, if you're man on man with a guy lined up in front of you, would you rather it be a 285 pound guy or a 210 pound guy?
I kind of like it being the bigger guys. They can't move as well.
I agree. It's hard to believe now, Cole, but when I played, you can ask your father. He'll agree. I was not near as big as I am now. And I always felt that way, too. I'd much rather go up against the great big guy than a guy that was similar to me, my size. It's always seemed to be a little bit easier. Well, Coach Weems, I know you got some stuff for both of these guys.
Well, Rusty mentioned this, but every week when you line up, there's somebody over there on the other side that's bigger than you are. And, you know, tomorrow night we'll be playing an even front, which means you'll have a guy on you. And we've played a lot of odd front people other than Benjamin Russell. Which defensive system do you like, a guy on you, or do you like to be where you've got an angle on somebody to go block?
I like being uncovered, get low and hit somebody when they ain't really looking.
That's what I thought you would say. You want to catch them by surprise.
Yes, sir.
Well, and another question, that when you know, you have group work, you have offensive group work one day, defensive group work the other day, which one of those group works is the most interesting, the most fun to you?
Offense, we just go through plays. Defense is the same thing every day, and it don't seem as important. I mean, the same thing every single day. Offense, we do something about different every day.
Yeah. Blocking different schemes and different plays that you put in and that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach Phillips, Rusty hit on this earlier about the fact that you've coached almost every spot on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, last year running backs, this year the line. Which one do you like the best? Which position?
Really, I mean, coaching is coaching. I mean, I deal with more guys with the offensive line. Yeah. And, you know, I went from a group work with about eight guys to 20, 21. So that was an adjustment, trying to figure out how to manage people not just standing around, not doing anything. So I kind of split them up into groups and kind of have my starters, my backups, and my third-string guys. And we just kind of do it that way.
Well, your small number at running backs, you were probably by yourself for the most part. Yeah. Now you've probably got
and I was going to mention
some more other people working with
Coach
you.
Taylor Craven helps me, and he does an outstanding job. I couldn't do it by myself. And Coach Pettis, he comes whenever he can. And Coach Herons came out there a lot. And I got to give Coach Heron a lot of credit. In the spring, when Coach Horn came to me and said, you know, Coach Campbell's stepping away, we need you to – getting this role. And me and Coach Aaron, we met every week for about 2 months, for a couple hours a week, just studying, because I felt comfortable with the scheme of everything. But teaching someone how to block and teaching what the rules are and all, I had to learn. So he helped me out tremendously with that, and I owe him a big thank you.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, there's basically two kinds of blocking. You got zone blocking, you got gap blocking. Which one's the easiest to coach?
Probably gap, because really it's somebody down, somebody pulling. I mean, more times than not. I mean, with zone, it can get confusing, because when you get different fronts, you got this type of combo on this side, and if somebody comes off too quick, the other one thinks he's got to come off. Zone blocking can get confusing. Yeah. You got to rep zones a lot to be good at zone blocking.
I imagine Cole likes zone blocking too, because he can get a blindside block on some people on zoning.
Well, one thing that I thought about, that to me it's more impressive coming from a lineman background, to score these numbers. I always felt like it was actually harder for the guards, and maybe the center because of the snaps. They got an added thing they have to do. But I always thought it was harder for the guards to grade well, because most of the time at tackle, the way we lined up in an odd man front, which you play a lot, then you got a lot more head up guys. And to me, those blocks are a little bit easier than running after a athletic linebacker or blocking down or pulling. And, you know, you like to pull, but getting your steps right, getting flat down the line, the things you've got to do, there's just a lot more going on. So to me, grading that high as a guard a little bit hard. Do you agree with that? Can it be a little harder,
yeah,
for a guard?
Because we ask a lot out of our guards. Our guards got to be able to pull and kick, pull and loop. They got to be able to double team a nose. I mean, we ask our guards. They've got to be really, really good athletic guys. So, yeah, I would say that's probably – you can get negatives more easily at guard than center maybe, but really the guards is probably more times than not going to be your lowest ones.
Well, I mean, it's good to have you in here. We hope we have you back. That means one of these guys like Cole has made his way back to this table and winning us award. But speak a little bit about your offensive line. We want to give you that time.
Yeah, we got four juniors and a senior. Left tackle, Dewey Brown, he's a junior. Cole Rice, left guard, he's a junior. Chance Helms, the center, he's a junior. J.D. Owens is my only senior. He's the right guard. And Noah Peterson's the right tackle. He's also a junior. They've done a great job. The only thing that we've really been emphasizing more is just finishing. Assignment-wise, we've been well. We're getting to the right spots. Well, now we just got to start finishing these blocks, finishing them until the whistle blows. And I feel like if we can just continue to do that, we will be better and better as every week goes on.
Well, having all your guys in the blue last week shows obviously that they've done a better job of that.
And also, all the guys were here tonight. I thought that was special. One of the guys got it, and all the guys came. So that was
absolutely.
Because it is.
And Cole, speaking of that, you've got guys, and as an offensive line, it is a unit. You're never playing. I mean, in football, you're playing as a team always. But there's something special about the offensive linemen working together, and you've got to be able to trust the guy next to you, whether it be the center or the tackle, or you've got to kind of know that they're going to do what they're supposed to do, or it makes your job harder. So how is that, and how much does these guys help you each time?
It helps a lot having them guys beside me, especially if, I mean, you ain't looking, they got your back. I mean, it helps a lot.
And our quarterback has done a great job, so that tells me the offensive line's done a great job a lot of the time. But it is good to have an athletic quarterback like Soap back there. I mean, does that make you guys, you've got great guys behind you, great skill people. How does that feel as an offensive lineman to know that we're matching up well at every skill position?
Good, really good. I mean, we ain't pass protection. We know he gets out and scrambles all the time. He don't get caught that much.
He'll make you look good sometimes, even when you didn't do well.
Yeah, yes,
that's always nice, right?
Cole, out of you five offensive linemen, which one has to tell the others what to do the most?
Oh, nothing. We all communicate real well. I mean, everybody knows their assignments about 99% of the time.
So it's just a joint effort. That's good to hear, Coach Phillips. You're doing your job well, right?
Well, they're good guys to coach. Obviously, I mean, they're coachable. They're likable. I mean, I enjoy every day with them. And that's a big difference, talking about changing groups. With running backs, I only had them for about 10, 15 minutes. With offensive line, I got them from 3:10 to 4:10. So I have an hour with them, and we get a lot of stuff done. We spend a lot of time together. And what I like about it, too, is it's a slower pace of a group work. With running backs, I had to get what I had to get done quick. But with line, I can take it slow. I can show them steps, and we can walk through stuff. I really like that.
Well, Coach Weems, before we let these two guys, I want to give you a chance to see if you got anything else you'd like to share with them or ask them.
Well, we pretty much covered just about anything that we could ask. But it's obvious, and Cole will mention this, you've been in the discussion each week for this player of the week with the grades you've had. But the entire offensive line really has graded well, in all three games. And certainly we know we've got some tough opponents still remaining, and you can't take any opponent lightly. We all know that, but some bigger, tougher games, bigger, tougher defensive fronts we'll face on down the line, and I know you'll have them prepared, Coach Phillips, to play those games.
Well, Coach Phillips, you got anything you'd like to say as you get ready? We'll let you guys get out of here and present this award, but we want to give you that chance.
Nothing really. I appreciate y'all having us. And we're just going to keep working hard and keep trying to get better.
We hope you're back again.
If we're here, that means we've probably had a pretty good night offensively.
I agree. Well, Cole, we want to give you the same opportunity. Anything you or anybody you want to thank or anything you want to say before we let you go here?
No, sir.
You've said everything that you needed to say. Hey, you've done a really good job, Cole. I know Coach Phillips is proud of you. Your family's proud of you. You've done a really good job here tonight. I want to say thank you, Coach Phillips, being willing to make that move. When I was told about it, I was like, well, I've been around him long enough to know he's going to do everything he needs to do to be as good as he can as the offensive line. I know it had to be a little bit of shock to the system, to be honest with you.
It's a different world.
You didn't play lineman. So it was all different for you.
It's a different world. And when the offense ain't going well, the guys can be doing the right assignments. But if the offense ain't playing well, it's the offensive line's fault. So I've told them, you just got to have thick skin, guys, because you're going to get blamed, even though sometimes it ain't your fault.
Well, you done a great job up on the press box, and that moved you back to the field because Coach Horn wants his offense. He's got to have the offensive line coach down there to fuss at, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if for nothing else. But I know that's not the reason he moves you down there. But, the offensive line coach does get blamed a lot, for sure, and the offensive line. But it's been hard to blame this young man this season, especially last week. I am so tickled to be able to present Cole Rice with the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Game for the Clay Central versus Valley game on September the 6th. This is presented by Britches and Bows. Congratulations, Cole.
Thank you, sir.
Good job, buddy.
I appreciate it.
At this time, we're going to take a little break and come back here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba number 2.
Frank's Point of View is an RV campground in Ashland, Alabama, situated with views of the Talladega National Forest. The campground features camping and RV sites with access to hiking trails, nature walks, and grassy areas. Frank's Point of View is known for its scenic nighttime vistas. More details about Frank's Point of View campground amenities and features are available online at frankspointofview.com or 256-378-1201.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is Ashland's DIY store. They have all your gardening products, along with everything to take care of the inside and outside of your home. Heck, they even have ice cream makers and knives. If you need it, they have it or will get it for you. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Hi, this is Coach Steve Giddens of the Three Point Stand, and I got a Hill deal from Hill's Auto Sales in Lineville, Alabama.
This is Coach Chris Herron, and I got myself a Hill deal at Hill Auto Sales.
This is Coach Danny Horn from the Central Vols, and I got a Hill deal from Hill's Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Hill Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Cafe at 60 Park South in Lineville is proud to sponsor local radio with the Radio Alabama Foundation. Open Sunday through Friday, 10:30 till 2. Honey's specializes in real country cooking, featuring a choice of three meats, fresh veggies, and cornbread or roll topped off with dessert. Honey's Cafe combines years of cooking experience in every meal. A meeting room is available for large groups. Phone 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba number 2 on Ashland Square. If you're just now joining us, this is Rusty Tutter. I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems, also Coach Chris Herron, and I want to get Coach Herron back. If you're just now joining us, we just awarded Cole Rice with the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, the offensive lineman left guard that graded 84 this past week. And we also had his position coach, offensive line coach, Jake Phillips, on with us. So if you missed that, you can go back on the podcast on your app or online and check that
yes,
when they get it locked in there.
I'm going back and listen after something when I get home.
Well, I don't know if it's on there that quick.
Oh, well, it needs to be.
Well, I mean, we they're not working down there at this time of night. But anyway, but Coach Herron, you've already talked a little bit about Cole and everything, but give us your take on Cole, and you mentioned it earlier, but winning the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week.
Well, you know, he catches your – if you watch offensive line play at the game, and not a lot of people watch, you know. Most time it's their coach, their line coach, and their mama is about all that watches those guys. But if you do, if you put a little effort into watching them and looking at them, and you look across there, you're going to notice he's the smallest one. We've already mentioned that. But if you watch enough, you notice, and it's, I don't think, I mean, it's just a fact. You can watch, he plays with the greatest effort. His effort is just tremendous. And that effort that he plays with is what allows him to have the grades that he's had and to finish the blocks that he has. Because, you know, you talk to him, we've seen him here tonight, he's... You know, it's just that's what catches my eye. He play the way he plays the game. He plays it like I think it's meant to be played, and he's fun to watch. And I know he's fun to coach for Coach Phillips and Coach Horn, and you know Coach Horn. He's a winner, and he does things the right way. And I mean, he even wears the old school cowboy collar.
I like it. Well, one thing, and this group that's going through there, that junior group is the last group that I actually coached in junior high.
Right.
And Cole was that type of player in junior high. He was a guy you wanted in all the time, and he was going to give you everything he had, and he could play really anywhere. Well, he's that good of a player that it was tough in junior high to decide where do we put him.
And you mentioned it in our first segment. You know, I mean, he's normally the first one, or he is the first one Coach Burke Calter and Coach Ward are putting in on the defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that right there shows you.
And he's played some linebacker in the past and stuff, so he plays the game that way with a lot of physicality and gets after, uses his speed and athleticism to get in position perfectly. Before we cut, but you go back and watch him on film and how he gets his body between the runner. You know, you don't see it as much, but how he gets his body worked around and his body between the guy he's blocking and the hole or the runner, the running back, so well.
He's between
placed perfectly.
Between the defender and the ball and where it's going, and he moves his feet. And as long as he can hold that position, it doesn't have to be devastating.
No.
But as long as he's between the defender and the ball carrier, then he's made his block's been a success.
Once you get in that spot, you've got him.
Then it's just an effort to stay there.
Yeah, you just stay there and continue to block.
Exactly.
Whistle blows, and you've got him. Positioning is 90% of it
on
the offensive line. Exactly. So very proud of Cole Rice and a very deserving award that he got. But one thing that I would like to it's time to kind of shift over here. This is a segment we talk about our opponent, and this week we'll be traveling down to Marbury, the Marbury Bulldogs. It's been a long time since the Vols have been down there. They have been down there one time, I do believe.
Yeah, we've
the Volunteers are 2-0 against the Marbury Bulldogs.
That's
Coach Herron, you were the head coach last time we went down to Marbury and took on the Bulldogs. But the Bulldogs come into this game 0-3. They have played a very tough schedule. In my opinion, their opponents have been very solid opponents. They played Beauregard last week, which is probably right up at the top of our region, or expected to be, and you watch them on film, and I still feel that way. They have had a tough schedule. They're coached by Houston Powell, which you guys talked to this morning on the three-point stance. And the neat thing about Powell is his ability to get to the playoffs. Last year, Marbury was a playoff team in 5A. They were not in our region, but they were a playoff team. He's in his second season. He's 2-12. He's 2-12. I guess he wants to buy one.
No,
he gave them to me.
Okay.
Yeah, these are
for us to sell. Or he gave them to us.
These are for us. Those are for us.
Okay.
He was going to hand them back off. He said he ain't planning on going. You don't like a pork chop, Coach. But anyway, they're 0-3 on the season, and this is his fifth year as a head coach, and he's 22-26, so he's done a very good job of coaching. But I know you guys have watched them. The thing that I'll let you guys talk about him the most, but Grant Thompson, the quarterback, he's just a sophomore. He's at 5'10", 175. But he is the everything operates. He's a quarterback. He runs the football a lot and throws it. And everything is definitely built around him on the offensive side of the football. So, Coach Wing, share with us a little bit about the Marbury Bulldogs. Now, don't get in. Don't overdo it here, because we don't want you to give your Frank's point of view keys to the game that you'll be giving tomorrow night. But just you can just kind of slide them around. Don't give it all away. We got to save some for tomorrow night. But give us your take on the Marbury Bulldogs.
Well, Coach Powell said this morning that speaking of Grant Thompson, that he really was undersized to be doing what they're asking him to do. And he runs the football. About 60% of their running plays, he'll be running the football. And, you know, they ran a lot of option and speed option where he was keeping the football. And they've got a lot of design counters and powers and leads where he runs the football. And then, you know, they've thrown the ball quite a bit, too, in their three games. They've got behind early in each game and ended up having to throw it a lot, and he throws the ball well too. But the entire offense is built around Grant Thompson, the quarterback.
Coach Herron, what stands out to you? They give you a little bit of a different look defensively too. I was going to ask you, man, about that. With a four-man old 40 look, it's really a true 40 look to me is what I took out of it. But Coach Herron, just share what you think about the Marbury
Bulldogs. Well, it's got that old 4-4 look to it, like, you know, you used to run at Lineville, and a lot of people used to play that. But a lot of times, because of the spread stuff today, those outside linebackers have to move out and get involved in the coverage more. It kind of becomes more of a 4-2 across the front, sometimes a 4-3 if the linebackers slide and move over there. But the thing about it across the front with the down guys, you get a lot of different techniques. And what we mean there is where those down four are actually lining up. You're going to see them sometimes in what we call ones and threes, that, you know, shading the inside of a guard, shading the outside of a guard. Sometimes you're going to see them, both of those inside guys, in two techniques, which means right head up the guard. Sometimes they're spread out, and the two inside down guys are taking both three techniques. And then short yardage situations where it may be out in the field in the short yardage situation, or down as the opponent gets closer to the goal line, they're pulling those outside linebackers down, reducing everything down in there a little tighter, and it almost becomes a 6-2 looking front. So, you know, and it just so you, the alignments are never the same with those inside guys, especially out of those four down guys. A lot of different techniques, and their technique once the ball is snapped is, some teams are kind of a read two gap defense some, but these guys seem to be more of just a penetrate, cause disruption, you know, taking gaps, and we've seen that a lot. We do that some. I mean, the Vols do that a lot of times. We're moving on the snap. They're the same way, just a lot of disruption that they're trying to cause using their, from penetrating it and trying to use just some athletic ability they've got up there. They play with great, good effort, and they've been successful to some degree, putting some pressure on a quarterback and making him move around and not being able to just stand there, you know, in a nice pocket and throw pass the ball. So, you know, defensively, they give you some issues there that you've got to be aware of after hopefully a good week of practice.
Well, one thing that I noticed, you mentioned that, is they're undersized, obviously. As we look across their defensive front, 190, 200, 200, 185, but they do play with a lot of effort.
Yes.
And they are athletic.
Yeah.
They're undersized, but they're a little bit, but they play really hard and move around and they get after it. And regardless of, you know, when the score gets a little bit away from them, mm-hmm. like we've seen it, mm-hmm. They continue to play hard.
They do.
I noticed that about them.
And that was one thing Coach Powell talked about this morning when we were able to talk with him, and he was so gracious with, you know, 20, 25 minutes of his time. Here he is the day before the game, and he's able to – and he blesses us with a little bit of his Thursday morning to talk to us. And that's one thing he mentioned, you know, obviously the results of the games hadn't been what they wanted, but they've been able to – he cannot criticize their effort and how even when games, as we said, you know, kind of it becomes kind of obvious how the game's going in, you know, they continue to play hard and their effort's there, and they know, you know, that this year that these guys are laying, they're laying a first brick, and hopefully, you know, it's something that it can be built on as he's in his second year there at Marbury. He's a Marbury alumni. He went to school there, so he's got some of that Bulldog pride in him, and that he's trying to instill into that and to build that program the right way. But you know that, and that's what you do. You know, you look to, as long as you know they're playing hard and giving you that you feel like good effort, then that's really all you can ask, and you just keep. You keep loving on them and coaching them hard, and eventually you're hoping something good's going to happen for them.
And one thing to keep an eye on, you heard Cole Rice mention the fact that he'd rather be lined up against a big guy than a small guy because the big guy can't move. Well, right. These two guys that our guards will be on tomorrow, both right at the 200, one of them, Swinby, is supposedly their best defensive lineman, so we could have a matchup problem with our offensive guards against their defensive tackles.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take our last break here of the afternoon, and we'll get prepared to move on into the last segment of Football Fiesta right here live from Monte Albán 2 on Classic Country 90.9.
Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville proudly support the Radio Alabama Foundation and the Clay Central Sports Network. From farm fresh fruits and vegetables to frozen meals and dairy products, Piggly Wiggly is ready to serve you. They also have many local high school students who learn the value of teamwork and customer service as valuable employees. Located in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, Piggly Wiggly, down home, down the street.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9. Convenience is the name of their game, whether you're in need of gas, fishing gear, or just a hot meal. Sassy's has live bait and options to replenish your tackle box. Sassy's has non-ethanol gas, as well as off-road diesel. Open Monday through Friday, 5 to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 7 until 7. Sassy's also has breakfast to start your day, plus pizza, wings, and even grilled chicken salads. Sassy's Convenience Store, downtown Lineville. Excited to be a part of Classic Country 90.9.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Hey Clay County, your backdoor feed store, right next to Piggly Wiggly, just off the square in downtown Ashland, provides feed, farm supplies, plants, gear, pet food, boots, overalls, jeans, and advice for your farm or backyard. Open 6 days a week, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. Your backdoor feed store.
The Clay Central Sports Network relies on sponsors like Farmhouse and Company. Nestled in the heart of Lineville, Farmhouse features an extensive menu that satisfies even the pickiest eater. Appetizers include new options, crazy corn riblets, fried cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. The full menu is available on the website at farmhousefeedsyou.com. The phone number is 256-396-3050. Farmhouse and Company is open Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. DoorDash is available. We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán number 2 on the Ashland Square here in Ashland. And we'll move into the last segment. In the time we go to the Volunteers' opponents, how they fared last week, and who they'll be playing tomorrow night. I don't think any of them's playing tonight.
Not that I know of.
It'll be that, Coach Heron. Let's go to that first.
All right, let's look at it. But going back to the Hanley Tigers, they moved to 2-1 last week and 1-0 in their region with a 35-14 win over the Cleburne County Tigers. This week, the Hanley Tigers will be headed down to St. James to take them on in their second region game of this season. Ben Russell, they get their first win of the year. They're at 1-2 now and 1-0 in region play as they have a big 55-28 win over the Calera Eagles. And this week down at the Sportsplex in Alexander City, they'll be hosting the Chilton County Tigers in their second game of region play. Valley, They fell to our Vols last week, 48-0, dropping their record to 1-2 and 0-1 in the region. And they are the ones, because of the 7-team region, the Valley Rams are open this week. So they've got the week off and to take off before they jump back into region play next week. The Marby Bulldogs, of course, we know they're at 0-3 and 0-1 in the region. They lost last week to Beauregard 57-7, and they'll be hosting our Volunteers from Clay Central as we make the trip down to Deetsville tomorrow night. The Sylacauga Aggies, hey, they fell to 2-1 on the year, 0-1 in region play as they played Hopeful. And the Aggies of Sylacauga losing to Hopeful last week, 35-13. They'll be hosting Beauregard in Sylacauga there at Legion Stadium tomorrow night. That region matchup in Sylacauga. Scottsboro, 3-0 on the year, 1-0 in their region play. They defeated Boaz last week, 42-35. And Scottsboro this week will be on the road at Douglas as they continue their region play. Elmore County, they go to 2-0 after their win last week over Carroll, a 31-7 win over Carroll, who was out of the region for Elmore County because Elmore County was the region team last week that had the open week in region play, but they were able to pick up a win against Carroll. And tomorrow night, they will host the Hopeful Bulldogs there in Eclectic. Hopeful at 1-2 on the year. They defeated Sylacauga, we've already mentioned, 35-13. So Hopeful at 1-0 in region play, and they are at Elmore County tomorrow night. Beauregard, 2-1 on the year. We've mentioned their win last week against Marbury. They defeated Marbury 57-7 to be right there at 1-0. They are at Sylacauga tomorrow night over in across Bull Gap Mountain. And then Pale City, that group of Panthers, 1-2 on the year, 0-1 in region play as they dropped their region opener last week to Clay Chalkville, losing 45-0. And they'll take the trip tomorrow night from Pale City over to Mountain Brook to take on the Spartans there in Mountain Brook, just south of Birmingham.
Before we go to the top 10, and of course we'll be talking about them again, but Scottsboro at 3-0, 1-0. We're just a couple of weeks from making that trip up to Scottsboro.
Yes, we are.
And right now that is looking to be a good one for sure. Boaz, a solid team. They got a big 42-35 win. And going back to that win week one against Fort Payne that they had, Fort Payne gave number one Gunnersville all they wanted a couple weeks ago. So that one's looking to be a really big game when we head up there on a new trip to Scottsboro in a couple weeks.
Unless something bad happens, that's going to be a top 10 matchup right there.
It looks like it will be from everything we can tell. Well, Coach Weems, share the top 10 with us and what they've got in front of them.
Okay, well, there wasn't a whole lot of movement in the top 10 last week, only Headland set at number 10. They dropped out after their loss and Corner moved in. But going down the list, number one is Gunnersville still. And as you mentioned, they'll be playing Sardis tomorrow night. Catholic of Montgomery still in there at number two. They defeated Eufaula pretty handily last week. And this week, they go out of state. They play Catholic High School of Pensacola, Florida. Of course, the Volunteers sit at number three and travel to Marbury tomorrow night. The number four team is Leeds, and they'll be playing Lincoln. Number five, Fairview. They'll be going up to North Alabama and playing Ardmore. And then number six, Scottsboro. You've mentioned the fact they play Douglas. Number seven, Vigor, plays UMS Wright tomorrow night. And this will be an interesting game to keep an eye on as Vigor and UMS Wright tangle. Number eight team is Moody. They'll be playing St. Clair County. And then the 9 and 10 teams, Ramsey and Corner, they play each other tomorrow night. So we'll probably have some more movement there after that, the results of that game. And then that's a look at the top 10. And then just briefly, Region 4 here in our 5A, we've got three teams right now, Central, Beauregard, and Hopeful, all 1-0. Marbury, Sylacauga, and Valley all 0-1. And, of course, Elmore County playing their first region game tomorrow night. So that's a look around the area and around the state in 5A.
One thing I wanted to look before we cut out of here, and I had some people ask me, so I wanted to go over this, and I wanted to look at it, Coach, and see. They were asking me who's in the south, who's in the north, and because you start to think about playoff
opportunities of
the top 10.
Yeah.
And so y'all help me if I'm wrong here. Say Gunnersville, number one, there in the north.
That'd be correct.
Catholic Montgomery, that's in the south.
That'd be correct.
Central Clay County, we're in the south.
That's correct.
Leeds is in the north, correct?
That's correct.
Because they can go either way. Fairview's north.
Yes.
Scottsboro's north. Vigor's south. Moody is north. Ramsey is north as well.
And Corner.
And Corner. So we only have, is that only three teams out of the south?
So.
Vigor, ourselves, and Carver Montgomery is the only three teams in the south ranked in the top 10. So just some people was interested in that, and I said, well, I don't even know. At the time, they asked me, I didn't have it in my head who was all in the top 10. So just wanted to kind of share that as some people had requested that. Coach Weems, we'll get ready to get out of here and close out Football Fiesta. I want to give you guys plenty of time here to have your closing remarks. So you first.
Well, y'all mentioned this early. You know, this is our fourth game. Next week, we'll be at the halfway point. And you know what happens every year? You look so forward to football. When it gets here, it just disintegrates right before your eyes, and you don't even realize it. But, you know, another region game, another region game next week for the Volunteers in that week five, we'll be playing Sylacauga. So the region schedule is really playing out right now.
Coach Herring, I got you kind of working as I'm going to be away next week, and we've been in a training session here quietly, and nobody knows it. So I don't want to get you off track here, but I do want to get your take on and your last closing remarks kind of here for the day.
Well, I think tomorrow night is one of those games. You know, Marbury is a program that that's coaching his second year, trying to get his program established. The Vols, a very established program, Coach Horn. It's one of those games. The Vols, their challenge this week is to go down to Marbury High School. They're in the community of Deetsville and just do their thing, do what they do. And it's about them, how they perform like they're capable of performing, and then the results will be what they need to be for the Vols. And that's, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, cut and dried. If the Vols need to perform the way they're capable of, and things will go the way that they need to go for the Volunteers.
Well, let's tell you some opportunities here before we break away from Football Fiesta. Number one, the next opportunity will be in the morning on the three-point stance from 8 to 10. Actually, there's some stuff before that, but we're staying on the sports side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Any special thing we want to mention that's going on in three-point stance tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you now, right out of the chute at 8 o'clock, we're going to have one of the biggest out-of-state fans that the Vols have. He gets a report every week. And he brings some football knowledge as only he can from high school and college level. Is Coach Skip Holtz, the head coach of the Birmingham Stallions, back-to-back-to-back champs. And he'll be sharing some things with us in the morning at 7. And then we'll go into our Hall of Fame Friday segment at 8:30 with a guy that Taylor was a head coach for 38 years over the Bull Gap in Sylacauga at B.B. Comer, Coach Bobby Overton. We'll be speaking with him tomorrow and his 38-year career he had there at B.B. Comer.
Well, that's a neat one to have on there. That's a neat segment you guys are doing there on Friday. So you want to check that for sure. And then tomorrow night, of course, we'll go on the air at 6:30 for the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show. And then the kickoff of the first quarter there, the Don's Pond and Jewelry first quarter, will kick off at 7. We'll stick right with you, stick with us throughout the game, and we'll close it out with a Marble City Urology at Coosa Valley Medical Center postgame show. So that'll all be going on. Then Saturday morning, myself and Tommy Wood will be back in studio this week. We were on the road last week for Volunteer Voices, so you can catch Volunteer Voices. Are you going to still be with us? Or are you good?
That's still being negotiated.
Okay.
That's still in negotiation.
Your contract's in
negotiation. Yeah, we're negotiating.
At one point, Tommy was going to not be around, and now he is. So just tune in.
Oh, I'll be tuned in, and there's a good chance I'll be there.
And remember, we'll be also naming a Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, presented by Britches and Bows at the end of that show. So you'll want to join us from 8 to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, the replay of tomorrow night's game
will be
played right after football, right after Volunteer Voices. So a mouthful there, but we got there, and it's good to be here again. I've talked so much, I feel like I need to give y'all got anything as we cut out?
We're ready to go, Rusty. We got to get ready for the next show.
All right. Well, that's right. It'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. You join them right there. And this is it for this opportunity here on Football Fiesta.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM. Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.